Back here on today's Landley Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College Volleyball Coach Jeannie Zippery. And Coach Zippery, thanks for joining us today. And the Dutch are off to a great start to the volleyball season. Before we get into any specific matches, how are you feeling about how 2023 has started out for Central Volleyball?
You know, I think we've got a really great group of kids. I think, especially after last year and a lot of injuries and adversity that we kind of went through, I think that this group is really hungry to kind of prove to themselves that we're better than kind of how last year went. And, you know, we've got some great returners on the court, and we also have some new individuals and new roles or new pieces kind of filling in or, you know, playing different aspects, you know, in the lineup and coming off the bench. And, you know, I just like that how everybody is coming in and really allowing us to push them. I think that that's what's really great about this group is I think that they're being tough on themselves, sometimes a little too much, but they're allowing our coaching staff to really challenge them, to push them, to get them a little bit uncomfortable. But also, I think that they also know that, like, we believe in them and we're pushing them because we know what they're capable of. And so, you know, we're excited about starting the season, you know, 10-2. Our schedule really starts to ramp up. You know, we head up to Winona this weekend, and then we open conference next weekend with a try at Luther and then playing Stout, who I think is also off to a great start this year too. So, we love this group of kids. We love our coaching staff. A lot of really good things to celebrate, and also a lot of things that we're still dissecting and trying to figure out.
One thing that kind of stood out that you said there early on is you guys felt like you were better than what you were last year. And like, even the record last year wasn't reflective of how good the team was this year. Reflecting currently, the record is very good and maybe proving how good you guys can be. How big of a confidence booster has that been for your squad here early in the season ahead of getting into American Rivers Conference play, seeing just how good they truly can be?
Yeah, I think even like a big win against a great quality team like St. Olaf or William Peace out in North Carolina, both of those went to 5-set. We had, in both of those matches, we had a pretty ugly set kind of in the middle of there. And I think what's really cool about this group is they were able to rebound back, which in the past, you know, the past few years, this program has struggled to do that. And so I think that getting off to a good start and finding ways to win has allowed them to believe like, hey, we are good enough to figure things out. You know, we are comparable. We're different players than the people on the other side of the net, but every group, every team, every opponent has their strengths and their weaknesses. And I think if we just keep focusing and capitalizing and building our strengths and cleaning up, you know, the areas that we have to grow, like, good things are going to keep happening.
And you mentioned briefly in there, you guys made the trip out to North Carolina for, I believe it was 4 matches, correct?
Yep.
And getting the experience to go out there in the middle of the season, which is kind of unique. It's not really like before the season, it's right in the heart of when school's starting up. What was that like for you and the team?
Yeah, you know, we like to open at home. We love co-hosting with Grinnell. And just schedule-wise, it worked out to make that trip that second weekend. I think it was a good opportunity for the kids to bond off the court together, spend a lot of time together, and just play teams that we just really didn't know much about at all. Excuse me. And I just really liked how we came in, kind of as like a black horse, like nobody really knew anything about us and we really didn't know anything about our opponents, and just tried to do what we've been working on. And, you know, William Peace was a really quality opponent. You know, they had all the great pieces. They had 2 great setters. They had a great libero who literally, I didn't see mishandle a single ball, you know, great headers, great pins, great middles. And so I think that that match really challenged us to be good for 5 sets. Obviously we want to do that in 3, but we did it in 3, you know, as opposed to just 2. And so it was just a really fun trip. We got a lot of time off the court, you know, went to like a food hall and went, did some like high ropes courses in the trees. So it was a fun trip.
It sounds like a fun trip. And this squad, a lot of names that I recognize from last year's team, some new faces that are stepping in and contributing. Who are some of the girls who have really stood out here in the early season and have made their impact on your team?
You know, I think one that really stands out in a new role is Avery Rexrow. She kind of played a supporting role last year, kind of halfway through the season after injuries and just kind of reevaluating some things. And it's been really cool to see her command of the offense and also see her grow day to day and match to match. I think she's doing a really great job of running her offense, looking across the net, and trying to really put our hitters in really good positions. I think Michaela Ribble, kind of her counterpart, is playing a really unique role in that, you know, she's playing some really great defense. She's a great weapon out of the back row. We just need to use that more. But then when, you know, we need to use that blocking sub, because Rexy isn't very tall, you know, Mac is able to come in and run that offense and kind of keep that going, without really skipping too much of a beat. And so those are two kids that, you know, were with us last year on varsity, but kind of really got limited to really small amounts of opportunities and are really stepping up. I think another new face that's really doing a great job is Colleen Kenny. You know, she got injured, I think, week two or week three, and was really out even all spring season. So she really has just started to get back touching a ball really this preseason. And for her to kind of use her athleticism and her IQ, which we always knew that she had, but to kind of take over the role as a sophomore libero. And I think Gwen Kalki, a returning varsity kid, one of the grittiest and toughest kids I know, is doing a good job of pushing her and also kind of playing that first off the bench when we need a pass or we need great defense or we need a little bit of energy lift. I think both of those two are really complementing each other in a lot of good ways. You know, another new face is Leslie Snow. You know, I think that she's a little bit more of like an undersized hitter, but she has a really big hitter toolbox. We're just working on helping her be confident in using which tools when. She's a great six rotation kid, great arm, but also a fantastic defender and passer. And so for her, I think she's just trying to build her confidence up as a varsity, you know, varsity starter. But I think she's had some really great moments. I mean, she's, you know, she's finding ways to score, and we kind of have her right now as our L1 because she's a pretty efficient hitter for us. So
that's great to hear. And now just kind of looking at the rest of the season here, again, it's a great start. You're getting ready to start American Rivers Conference play. What's kind of the things you're looking for from your team moving forward here to continue up the great start to the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we are serving tough, that's when I know that we're playing to win. When our serves kind of get a little bit passive, that's when I know that, you know, we got to call timeout, get our kind of heads together and get back to being competitive. When we serve well, that allows us to be better in a better position defensively, and which allows us to get our middles going in transition. I think that that's something that we really worked a lot on last spring and this spring. And I think Emma Wagler, and Elise Johnson, are doing a really good job of trying to make sure that they are an offensive weapon that our opponents have to respect. Again, we need the dig and the pass to be able to utilize them. You know, we can't utilize them only on the perfect passes and the perfect digs because everybody knows that that's easy, you know, easy time to find them. We need to start working on finding them a little bit more on medium situations as opposed to only the good ones. And I think we're getting better at that. I want to keep finding a way to get them even more balls and help them be even more aggressive and better with their placement, which allows us to be a more balanced offense, honestly, I think. I think Gracie Daniels has done an exceptional job, especially these last 3-4 matches. You know, she played for us on the outside this year. You know, serve, receive, and ball control. We had some other kids kind of, you know, take over in that role, and we found a new role for her on the right side. And I think she is making sure that that balanced offense and that making sure that our opponents know you've got three hitters that you have to watch for, not just one. She's really making sure that our opponents keep an eye on her, which is fantastic. She's having a great year.
Coach Zipri, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck the rest of the volleyball season, and best of luck in keeping up this stretch of volleyball you guys have been playing, which has been really good.
Yeah, we would love to see people come out. We're trying to get the community to kind of add some more energy into our gym. We'll usually have some themes for our home matches, so don't be afraid to wear some red or gray or white or whatever their theme is. But we're looking for the community to kind of get rally behind us and help us kind of build some momentum going into conference. So we're excited for Luther next weekend. And I think this team is really determined to keep their eyes up, and they've got something to prove. I know. So
this has been Catching Up with Coach Jeannie Zipri, head coach of the Central College volleyball team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.